Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our daily show now with our 30-minute episode kicking off the virtual interactive chat hub of political ideas. Yes, Bitch for short, virtual interactive chat hub, Bitch, something like that. Anyway, we are here to talk about America's biggest problem, which is Donald Trump. And if you don't like Donald Trump, I want to hear from you. If you like Donald Trump, please don't call in. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, get into a discussion about all the things he's flipped on. And I don't want to make a big deal about how he's a 70-year-old man who's relying on information from his own family to handle world affairs. I don't want to talk about his incompetence when he launched 59 Tomahawks into Syria and then spoke to a newscaster that he had launched it into Iraq. I don't want to make a big deal about how he couldn't even spell last week. Yeah. Let's not bring up all the negative things about him. Let's just talk about how he's putting us closer to the brink of war, because today is our anti-war rally, and we are live on the networks all around the world. UHF networks who are watching us are there and listening, but unfortunately, international callers are having a problem. They're being blocked into our lines, so we expect there's going to be a problem there long term. Jared Kushner, if you're listening, I want to talk about you and your relationship with Goldman Sachs. Are you receiving money backed up by George Soros through an organization called Cadre? Is it true that George Soros is funding Jared Kushner? I want to know about that. I also want to know about why Trump is not addressing with a news statement at all that these sex tapes are being perceived by the CIA and the FBI as real sex tapes in Russia, and that they could actually be used against our own president. I'd like to discuss that for sure. And they may even be in play right now. The sex tapes may be, that's probably why Trump just released a known spy from our prisons. A Russian spy was just released way ahead of schedule, and no one knows what deal he made with Putin to do that. So maybe the sex tapes are in play and Putin got on the phone and said, Mr. President, you, Mr. Trump, will make sure you do what you are told to do. If you want the no sex tapes to play out in the video or on the internet. Who knows? I don't know. Because we're talking about a national security risk of sex tapes being out there. We got a video on the screen here of all the presidents with their wives. You got John F. Kennedy and Jackie. You've got Ronald Reagan and Nancy. You got Bill Clinton and Hillary. You got George W. Bush. And you've got Barack Obama. But when it comes to Trump, he walks like 20 paces ahead of his wife, and she goes down the elevator like she was like his luggage. Yeah. Something is not right when a woman can't sleep in the same bed or room with her husband. I mean, I'd like to know why all the tabloids are saying they don't sleep together. I mean, what kind of a marriage is this, where he claimed he wanted to cheat on his wife with Billy Bush in that reveal outside of the Billy Bush trailer that one day, and then now he doesn't even have Melania in the White House. We're paying $1 million per day to keep her in a separate area with Barron. What's really going on? It really doesn't sound like Barron needs a special tutor. I mean, I call bullshit. Flat out bullshit. He slapped her before Trump slapped her before they deplaned. Oh, I didn't know. Maybe you could be, I don't know. 754 may know something about this, the inner workings of this relationship that he has. I saw the picture of Mrs. Kennedy coming down the stairs. She was boldly walking ahead of her husband. I put that, yeah, she, you know, Jackie commanded a tremendous amount of respect. Melania, I respect the fact that she's able to put up with this. I mean, it's not an easy place to be when you're standing next to a person who's been diagnosed as a malignant narcissist. Trump has been diagnosed as a malignant narcissist. That's serious. Big difference between Jackie leading and Melania following. I'm showing and comparing the differences. Okay, we are available at 646-787-8366, and you need to press the 1 if you want to talk. Otherwise, you'll never get through. And we can take 2 callers at a time. We've got unlimited calls coming in, and the possibility is enormous for us to actually have a conversation. We lost a great one tonight. Erin Moran, the woman who played in Happy Days, the lead actress, is dead at 56. A sad, sad day for the family of Erin Moran. And I would love to be able to share my personal life story about meeting eye to eye, Erin, never talking to her, but catching her look at me while I looked at her, knowing full well she was the star from Happy Days. And I felt a little intimidated in a bar one day. And I could have gone up and talked to her, but I honestly felt intimidated. She was a superstar in her own right. As a child actress at 14 years old, she started at the Happy Days position and went on to become a major figment of, or actually a major fixture in American history, entertainment history. She was a major fixture. Well, I met a lot of people in Hollywood when I was living there. It's true. I met Henry Winkler. I talked to him for about 20 minutes out in front of a store I worked at. Really a really intelligent man. And much more edgy than I thought. He really has a real keen mind and has insights. Yeah, I'm not focusing on Jackie Kennedy being a transgender. I don't think that's possible. We can, however, talk about Michelle Obama being a transgender. Now, I have solid evidence that Michelle is indeed a dude. I don't even want to go talk about Caitlyn Jenner. And the last thing you want to do is ask Caitlyn Jenner anything about her operation of having her penis removed. Caitlyn Jenner just said flat out that she will not talk about that. That's the last thing you'd ever ask a tranny. Well, I'm not in any way implying that Jackie was a transgender. I mean, John F. Kennedy wouldn't even talk about that if he were. It's like they wouldn't even come up. Ask not what your country can do for your transgender operation. Ask what you should do for your own tranny operation. I mean, he didn't speak out about this. Okay. I got one laugh. That was about it. Jeez, I thought I had a lot more. Okay, we've got a war to talk about. We still don't have a confirmation from our government that the gassing occurred. Conflicting stories about what happened in Idlib a week and a half or 2 weeks ago isn't in any way going to help this. Trump's still running with the idea, the blithering idiot idea, that he's going to just keep fighting ISIS there by funding rebels. The rebels took out 106 kids in a bus. That never hit the news last week, ironically. The rebels that are funded by America killed 106 kids in a bus. And just today, the Afghan army ended up dying, 140 dead, when the Taliban did a response to Trump's Moab, the mother of all bombs that he dropped in Afghanistan in a tunnel. Taliban retorted and got back and killed 140 Afghanistan soldiers in a war that continues to support what apparently is cheap heroin on the streets. That's what's going on. You're wondering why the kids in America are becoming more and more addicted to heroin? It's because it's cheap. It's even cheaper than pot. Yeah. And our government won't legalize pot, but they're supporting the growth of opium. And our government is hiding the fact that our military is standing there helping opium producers harvest their crop. I'll tell you, this is a really hard crowd. I know. The phone calls are coming in, but they can't reach the dial because obviously censorship is engaged here. We have no idea. We can't see the back end of what is called Echelon. Echelon is our government's ability to knock out lines in the telephone system, just to monitor your daily activities through your emails, or even turn on your webcam while you're not looking, without even seeing the red light go on. That's Echelon. Well, I don't care. I'm not talking about China. I'm talking about the cheap opium production coming out of Afghanistan. It's been 800% greater since we got there in 2000. I don't know. Was Aaron into this? Did Aaron Moran get into some bad heroin? Did she meet the wrong man at a bar? What happened? Let's get to the bottom of this. Well, hopefully we'll have autopsy results because we don't have them on Carrie Fisher still to this day. We still don't know what killed Carrie Fisher. And she said that Trump was a coke addict just a month and a half prior. Now, I didn't show you the image of Michael Obama, but I'll show it to you when Sarah gets back or leaves because she doesn't in any way believe that Michelle is a dude.
Oh, you're streaming. I'll be back.
Yeah, I've got the radio show, but we don't get any callers anymore. So we had two great callers last night, though. Dark Engine came in and really he worked me over the coals. And then I had another caller come in and work me over the coals. And then I had the mother of all callers, something special. And she really worked me over the coals. It was like triple whammy if you're listening to our show from last night.
It was a good show.
It was good, yeah. Something special really called me on my belief that Ashkenazi stands for Nazi. And both of the names were popularized in the 1920s. And she claims they're not connected. And I say the media has been altered to make it seem like they're not related. Because the real funders of Adolf Hitler were this, they're not even Jewish people. They claim to be Jewish people. They're like the Rothschilds. They have all the money in the world, and they're very greedy. And they want to have a Zionist take over the world. And these are the people that really are behind the scenes, behind war and what's happening today. The big bankers, they're the ones that are funding this. Yeah, and then we got a great call from Enlightened Indigo. Good point. Nope, I was never raped, never had any sexual abuse committed against me unless you interpret what happened to me as sexual abuse. People walking up to me and whistling, you know, guys whistling me, I call that sexual abuse. Just because I look great, they're, you know, I'm not gay, so I call that sexual abuse. But let's look at the spinning peace sign. Look into the spinning peace sign. Watch it smoothly spin. We're going to try to hypnotize you into a state of peace. Well, it turns out we've got a caller. This is phenomenal. My goodness. Okay, 8 minutes in the hole. Let's see what we got. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Yes, it's caller, Dark Engine again.
Hey, Dark Engine. You're on with the... I got you. Yeah, you're up. Hi.
Hey, listen. Here's one of the reasons why people aren't calling you. Is because nobody knows how to talk anymore. Everybody just texts and everything. And it's just like I read a book once, I forget who wrote it, and it's called The Death of Conversation. It's because everyone uses their mobile phones now. They don't even talk to each other when they're having dinner, you know?
I hear you. Well, in my father's era, if you talk to your family at dinner, you'd be punished. I mean, I was never that way. My dad was raised. He couldn't talk at the table.
Well,
talking.
Well, yeah, I know.
But I agree.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
It's a dying thing. It's a dying thing, and it's like everybody seems to want to text. Like, how many times have you seen, like, the videos of somebody walking down the road, and they either get run over by a truck or they fall into a fountain in a mall? You know, it's stuff like that. So basically the reason why I called you again is because I have a lot of issues to talk about, but I know there's a lot of people right now here that want to talk to you. So I suggest that somebody maybe try and give Dave a call here and bring up some issues that you're trying to type about.
Yeah, well, Trump, I don't want Trump endorsers to call in because I can hear their story that just give him time, you know. He's fighting the New World Order. No, he's in bed with the New World Order. He's in bed with Kissinger. They're working out of his office. So those stories just don't go very far. What I want to get to is whether his behavior is enough to trigger responses from Russia or China, or are they just sitting here going, what is wrong with America? I mean, this guy obviously has got some mental issues. So maybe they're not reacting. Hopefully they won't, because we ourselves don't even know what's wrong with Trump. And I think psychiatrists have piped in on this, and they're not happy either. So we've got a problem.
Well, yeah, I think when you look at Putin, I mean, he's probably looking at Trump going, this guy's an absolute nutball. And then you have the little crazy in North Korea there, and he's probably going, Trump is actually more crazy than I am. So, I mean, who knows what they actually perceive Trump as, but the one thing is they have no clue what he's talking about, because half the time he always changes his ideas or his thoughts, like literally a day later, he's totally reversing course. So it's hard. He does have that mentality. If you're changing your mind that quickly, you obviously have no forethought. You don't know anything about what's coming in front of you.
I know. And there's strong evidence that he can't read properly. He's got serious reading issues. He may have been memorizing his teleprompter, but more likely he has that little thing that they put in their ear. They did it with Obama. George Bush had a little pack in the back of him we spotted going to an earpiece, but now the transistors are completely micro transistors that transmit three words at a time. My fellow Americans, I am here today to solve the problems of our great nation. You know, this is the kind of teleprompter he probably has in his ear, so he may not be able to read. Just bear that in mind. He's made numerous spelling errors on his tweet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One thing that I don't understand, though, is why didn't the New World Order put Hillary in power? Because she's, like, was totally on board and streamlined with their ideas and thoughts. And I think there's some people, obviously, that are pissed at Trump, because they don't know what he's doing, and he's not, whether he's towing some of the line, half of the line. I don't think he's towing the full line. So I'm just wondering why you think that they put him in power instead of Hillary.
Well, they put Hillary basically up there knowing full well that she could make people hate her. She's the kind of woman that people love to hate, which gave Donald an even better chance. I think they had Donald in the wings for years. I think he was pre-planned. I mean, you look at some of those Simpsons cartoons showing Trump as the winner in the election. It's like they knew it in advance that this is what they planned. So Hillary started collapsing. Really, her health issue, I think, was the big thing. Here she's drinking phlegm from her drink there. She's had a phlegm problem from... Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, is this the same guy?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, who is this?
This is me still.
No, it isn't. It's somebody else. How does that happen?
Oh.
I didn't take your... You're not Dark Engine, I can tell you that.
No, I'm Dark Engine.
Oh, it really? You're the same guy? Well, you just had a vocal change. I don't know what happened. I thought I was talking to Alex for a second. All right. You're not going to believe
this is
Hillary.
The thing is, I got a cold right now, so normally I talk a little different, but.
Oh, that's okay.
Waiting for another caller here. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. You can drop off at any time. I can talk incessantly.
Right, you can.
I've proven that.
Okay.
I've had 8,000 hours of nonstop talk.
Here's one other thought that I wanted to ask you about, and you've probably noticed this. Is that all the increase of prices in food and all this other stuff over the last few years has gone up quite a bit. But have you noticed how the food items are actually getting smaller? Like your box of crackers is half the size it was 10 years ago, and it's just slowly getting smaller and smaller. No one ever talks about that.
It's true, but you notice beers have remained the same. 16 ounces is still 16 ounces, 12 ounces is still 12 ounces. But you're right about the food. But they, when they have liquid food like beer, like liquid bread, they don't ever pinch on that. They know they can stick more tap water in you with more fluoride in you. And by the way, have you noticed, you're right about the smaller food items, but have you noticed that no beer on the market has filtered water? I challenge anybody to find a single bottle of beer with filtered water in it. They're sticking fluoridated water in all of our beer and soda and juice drinks. That's why a lot of people are so dumb at this point. They don't even know how to talk, like you said. We got another caller. Let's bring him on in. Got two caller limits per show. I mean, more people can call in. But, hey, caller, what's up? 718. What's happening?
Okay, I'll
hang
up.
Yes, hello.
Okay,
how are
you? Thank you, Dark Engine. Okay, yeah, I'm fine. What's up? What's the question?
Yeah, hello. How are you tonight, David?
I'm doing okay.
Saul
Rosenberg
calling. I just want to say I'm a big fan of the show. I watched you for years. And you have a lot of Jewish followers.
That's great.
David,
we got a good Jewish.
One of the premier entertainers in newscasting today.
Okay, and your name isn't Rodney, right? You're not in any way pretending to be.
No, my name is not Rodney. Rodney's a Schwarzer. I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Now,
thank
David,
you, Saul, folks. Yes.
David, are you there? Are you listening, David?
I'm listening. Go ahead, Saul. We got 8 minutes left.
All right. You're a good guy. You're a good guy. All right? Now, listen, David. The Jews did 9/11. You let him get away with this. Shame on you. The Jews did 9/11. The Jews did
9/11. The Jews. Wow. Oy vey, this guy is a Jew hater who's pretending to be a Jew. Oy vey, I'm feeling very verklempt. This is, oy vey, I cannot believe this. They're accusing Israel of bombing a 9/11 attack? And now they're saying that Donald Trump is a Zionist? Hey, you know, Jewish people really are good people. Don't in any way listen to people like that, these Holocaust deniers. Bottom line is, Hitler was an Ashkenazi. His father was Jewish, but his mother was not. His mother was actually his sister. So what happened was, being he was an Ashkenazi and related to the Rothschilds, Hitler was given a special privilege to rule Germany and try to deliver the final solution that these Ashkenazis wanted to do. They also had an ulterior motive, and that was to take over Israel and dominate the sacred heart of the religious origin Jerusalem, and every religion wanted Jerusalem. So they concocted this plan to kill off innocent people, ethnic minorities in Germany, just to create the necessity for Israel. Because most people say, oh yeah, they formed Israel as a safe haven for Jews that were in part of the fact that they'd lost so much in the war. So they created Israel, and it was the Muslims that encouraged Hitler to do that. I have proof right here, Netanyahu speaking out about this and telling the world who was really behind the killing of the Jews and other ethnic minorities, of course.
And this attack and other attacks on the Jewish community in 1920, 1921, 1929, were instigated by a call of the Mufti of Jerusalem, Hajj Amin al-Husseini, who was later sought for war crimes in the Nuremberg trials because he had a central role in fomenting the final solution. He flew to Berlin. Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews at the time. He wanted to expel the Jews. And Hajj Amin al-Husseini went to Hitler and said, if you expel them, they'll all come here. So what should I do with them?
Yes.
He said, burn them. And he was sought in the during the Nuremberg trials for prosecution. He escaped it. Later died in cancer after the war, died of cancer in Cairo. But this is what Hajj Amin al-Husseini said. He said, the Jews seek to destroy the Temple Mount. My grandfather in 1920 seeks to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So this lie is about 100 years old.
Hajj Amin al-Husseini. Now these people, Muslims, have had a desire to eradicate Jews for centuries. so they jumped the gun, and Jewish people managed to acquire Israel. I think that's fine. Israel is a great nation. And Jewish people who are by blood right descendants of Abraham should be very, very proud. And we have an ally in Israel, but we don't have an obligation to do their bidding. And we in no way should be doing their bidding overseas in the Middle East. Is only triggering a counterproductive downward spiral of animosity with countries like Syria and Russia and Iran. So why are we sitting here allowing Israel to dominate our politics? Why is Donald Trump such a Zionist? Well, the answer is he was bought and paid for. And that is the bottom line. Money is the currency that they're using, and they can buy dirty deeds done dirt cheap. They can buy people. They can buy politics. They can buy media. And I was talking about this earlier. There is no currency of goodness. Nobody walks up and says, hey, you're being a really good guy. Here's 50 bucks. Hey, I really like the way you look. Here's 100 bucks. Nobody does that. You've been a good person. Never hurt anybody in your life. Here's 1,000 bucks. Here's 100,000 bucks. Money is not a currency that happens among good people. You see people who are poor give away more money to the needy than you see rich people give away money to the needy. That should be your clue right there. So I'm not saying don't pursue money, because obviously this economy relies on it, and everyone's personal self-interest is very much at play. But there are people with so much money that they absolutely don't have any need to worry about money ever, and they've secured their rights to control that money for years to come, and we call those people Ashkenazis. I would never sell out to the Ashkenazis, and I'm not a Nazi. That's what I'm saying. Got a lot of people in chat. I guess you guys have nothing to do on a Saturday night. You're not discoing? Go to disco and have fun. I doubt you have any discos in your area. Melania Trump may be reaching a breaking point with President Trump. We think that there's something wrong. Reports claim that Melania Trump may be reaching a breaking point with Trump. Okay? Yeah. She's dealt with a lot. I mean, you remember that weird, horrible face that she made? We got 2 minutes left. I'll show that in just a second. But I'm looking at an article from the latest Today News. Yeah. Again, I can't verify this is real news. I don't want to make acrylic photo prints. So, I'm trying to get to the article, and it doesn't seem to be there. Let me see. Read more. There we go. Yeah. Reports claim. AOL.com. I didn't know they existed. Okay. Wow. AOL still exists, everybody. It's amazing. Well, this has been one heck of a radio show. Let me read this article real quick, and then I'll close down the radio show. Got a couple callers. Melania Trump may be distancing herself from her husband, Trump, according to a new report from Vanity Fair. The report claims things changed in the relationship in 2005 after she became pregnant with Barron. A visitor to one of Trump's homes told Vanity Fair that Trump said he agreed to the baby on condition that Melania would get her body back. Are you serious? A man who says that about a woman is so insensitive, I can't tell you. The piece also suggests her move to the White House may even be delayed, with the outlet suggesting there have been indications that she is in no particular rush to move to the White House. Uh-huh. Remember, like, Melania said that she and her son would be living there in New York City to help him finish the remainder of the school year to allow an easier... I doubt she's. Thank you. Clear this particular week that he is a performance artist. He's not even Alex Jones. He somehow acquired the name of Alex Jones. So we're going to be talking about that coming up on Monday. If you want to catch our Conspiracy Monday show, we will be live at 5 p.m. on our americasthirdparty.com site. But our radio show will be open to callers at 8 o'clock on Monday. Thank you for listening to our radio broadcast, everybody. Take care.